Hello, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, Roe versus Wade is overturned. Praise God. It's a very important episode. We're first joined by Drew Hernandez, Front Lines Outside of SCOTUS, Supreme Court of the United States, then Lila Rose from Live Action, and Josh Hammer. We go through all the details. We tell you what has happened and what still needs to happen in the fight for life. Regardless of your views on abortion, you can agree that judicial activism is wrong and should not occur. Email me your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Subscribe to the Charlie Kirk Show podcast by opening up your podcast app and typing in Charlie Kirk Show and subscribing in the upper right-hand corner. Thank you for those of you that have subscribed and you're not yet subscribed. Get your friends to do that. It really does help us out, and we deeply appreciate that. Get involved with Turning Point USA today at tpusa.com. We have a rockin' event coming up, tpusa.com/SAS. That is tpusa.com/SAS. We have the most amazing speakers you can imagine, including Kaylee McEnany, Ted Cruz, Josh Hawley, Greg Gutfeld, and more. And we also have Governor Ron DeSantis coming up, which will just be incredible. Governor Ron DeSantis and Donald Trump as well, with Turning Point Action. They're hosting that event within the event, and you will really enjoy it. Brought to you by Turning Point Action. Email me your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. Open up your podcast app again, and please make sure you're subscribed to The Charlie Kirk Show. I want to thank those of you that support The Charlie Kirk Show at charliekirk.com/support. We are still doing three podcasts a day, one on Saturday, one on Sunday. I want to thank Steve from Fort Wayne, Indiana. Thank you for your support. Trisha from Colorado, thank you for your support. Lindsay from New York, thank you. Tony from New York, and Daniel from Missouri, and Deborah from Alabama. charliekirk.com/support. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. It is a great day to be alive, especially if you are in the womb. For my whole life, I was told that the repeal and the overturning of Roe versus Wade was never going to happen. These are small-thinking people. This is the conservative movement I grew up in. I grew up in a Republican and conservative movement that would think very small. And say, oh, no, that'd be too controversial. You can't do that. Well, today it's done. Roe versus Wade has been overturned. Now, regardless of your views on abortion, the judicial decision of Roe versus Wade itself was judicial activism at its worst. It was legislating from the bench. It was imposing new law without using the proper constitutional channels to do so. But today, as we look at the repeal of Roe versus Wade, the overturning of Roe versus Wade, there's a deeper point that I want to make with you here that you're not going to hear on cable television. The deeper point is this: anything we want to do is possible. We can build the wall. We can have deportations of illegals. We can ban drag queens from being exposed to children in bars. We can have the parents' party take back ownership in kids' education. We can have medical freedom. We can push back against the pharmaceutical industrial complex. I was told my whole life overturning Roe versus Wade was impossible. That is a lie. It was a lie by small-thinking conservatives that wanted to manage the decline of America. In reality, it's really all about the will. Now we know this. We now know that the left is no longer able to determine or dictate the terms of engagement. Now it's about whether we are willing to use our political power, our constituency, to take back the country. For years, people would lecture me, Charlie, we can't touch the abortion issue. Charlie, it's too controversial. And the opposite is true. Every single person that told us that this issue was an untouchable issue are now the ones that are looking and they're saying, well, I never thought this would happen. You're right. You never thought it would because you don't think very big. You have no creativity. You have no imagination. And the lesson from this is, yes, to celebrate the millions of people that will now be able to live thanks to the repealing of Roe versus Wade. Praise God. Thank you, God, and thank you to all the prayer warriors. And yes, thank you to President Donald Trump. This does not happen without a billionaire playboy from New York City. And I say that jokingly because they used to call him, he's a billionaire playboy. We hate him. Christians would say that. He's lived a terrible life. When in reality, Donald Trump, who's definitely lived a colorful life, a full life, has done more for the unborn than most pastors have ever done. Went down the golden escalator, did what he said he was going to do, gave us Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, and Amy Coney Barrett. Now millions of people will live because of that. That is a moral victory for the West. That is a moral victory for the world. Donald Trump did what he said he was going to do. He said, look, we'll send it back down to the states. We'll see what happens. But so many Christians and conservatives said, oh, I don't like Trump's tone. We might not like his tone, but what a shallow and silly argument that was. There's a lot of takeaways from this. But the biggest one that I want to kind of start our conversation today with is we have amazing experts and guests, is we can do hard things. We can do things that the media and the activists and the industrial complex tells us is impossible. We need to shatter our preconceptions. We need to reconsider our premise, and we need to think bigger, because if Roe versus Wade is now repealed, anything is possible. It is done. Roe versus Wade is repealed. My whole life I was told this is impossible, and it is done. Praise God. Regardless of your opinions of abortion, this does not outlaw abortion. This turns it back to the states. It allows the states to decide. I'm very pro-life, and I don't apologize for it. I know we have people with all sorts of different opinions on the abortion issue in our audience. That's fine. I will go through why we are pro-life on this show, but regardless of your opinions on abortion, it is a fact that Roe versus Wade was the worst of judicial activism, was the worst of the Warren and the Burger Court converging together to give us a ruling that overturned states' rights, that obliterated the 10th Amendment, and interfered with the ability for states to be able to protect the unborn. We have someone right on the front lines that is doing incredible work. He literally hosts a show at Turning Point USA for us called Frontlines with Drew Hernandez, and his clips right now are going viral. He's right now at the Supreme Court to give us a live reaction of now, as again, in case you missed the news, Roe versus Wade is repealed. It is overturned. Thomas, Gorsuch, Alito, Kavanaugh, Amy Coney Barrett. And is it true that John Roberts also sided with the majority? Is that right? Roberts concurred, which means he sided with the majority. Is that right? That's amazing. In a 6-3 decision, I actually am glad Roberts did that. It makes it even more convincing. Are we sure? I thought so. I read somewhere it was 5-4. We'll get that in real time. But first, I want to get to Drew Hernandez. He's right outside of the Supreme Court building. Please excuse the background noise, but it's important we hear from Drew. Drew, what is the vibe on the ground right now? You're right outside of the U.S. Supreme Court.
Well, Charlie, this is a historic moment in the United States of America, worldwide, the overturning of Roe v. Wade. We were able to capture both sides, both reactions in real time here on the ground when it was really announced. The second it was announced, on the pro-life side, there were obvious cheers, jubilation, people just celebrating because of this historic overturning to save the lives of babies. Even though it'll go back down to the states, it's still moved forward. It's still moved forward for the pro-life movement and for the pro-baby movement. But then the other side immediately was triggered and erupted into tears. We're crying, calling the court illegitimate right in front of the Supreme Court. And just moments ago, I don't know if you've seen the video, Charlie, I just put it up maybe about 5 minutes ago, Congresswoman AOC did come out here and join the pro-abortion protesters and was literally accusing the Supreme Court's decision and the Supreme Court of being illegitimate themselves, a sitting U.S. Congresswoman out here doing that and calling for people to take to the streets. That clip is going viral right now on Twitter, but this is, we're going to see what happens. Charlie, I know you and I have been talking about for the past week and a half, I mean, for a while now, that we're going to see probably some violence tonight. We know that Jane's Revenge has been threatening a night of rage, a night of violence, the night a decision like this was to be made. Some Antifa accounts on Twitter have already been announcing they're going to be here tonight in front of the Supreme Court at 5 p.m. But I wouldn't even only have eyes on D.C. I would have eyes on Los Angeles, Seattle, Portland, New York, across the United States, because, like I said, this is huge. It's historic. Not only has America been watching, Charlie, but the world has been watching.
Yeah. So, Drew, talk a little bit about that. First of all, we hope you remain safe, and we pray that there's no violence, and we pray there's nothing. But are you seeing any inklings of that? You said Antifa is going to be there in just a couple hours. I mean, this is the shot heard around the world. I pray we don't have riots 2.0, but my fear is Seattle starts to burn, or Portland starts to burn, or New York, and then it's just going to kind of spiral out of control. You covered the BLM Floyd riots better than almost anybody else. Are you seeing similar type of language? Are you seeing a kind of mob that could potentially get out of control?
Well, as of right now, it's just protesting. Obviously, people on the pro-choice, pro-abortion side are pissed off for obvious reasons. We haven't seen any violence yet, but we know, according to Jane's Revenge and Antifa, they have been promoting a night of rage for the night of this decision. We're obviously not there yet, but we're going to stay on this, and we're going to see. I'll be first on the scene to cover that if it does become riot behavior, if it does become mass illegal, just riots in the streets. But here's the thing, Charlie, is this is, quote unquote, the new normal. Post-2020, I covered those race riots, and it was the same playbook. Something happened. They had a political agenda on the far left. The politicians took to the streets, just like literally like AOC did today, calling for people to hit the streets, accusing the government of being illegitimate. So we're going to see if that playbook unfolds again here in 2022, with now the current issue being their right to murder babies.
So I want to read this, Drew. This is from the Department of Homeland Security. The Department of Homeland Security has shared intelligence right now with the Catholic Church about a planned night of rage that has been threatened to be unleashed by pro-abortion groups if Roe versus Wade is overturned by the Supreme Court. So if anyone listening right now is a Christian, more specifically part of the Catholic faith, which I am not, but I have great respect and great friends that are Catholic, just be very careful and make sure you have proper security precautions. And Drew, I know you're going to be there all tonight, and that you are going to be looking in great detail about what's happening here. In closing, kind of just this moment as we see it, Drew, can you just reinforce, and I sent a little text to our thread this morning, how this is kind of shattering a lot of the small thinking conservatism. You and I are both pro-life, but the broader point is we can do big and hard and impossible things. You know, 10 years ago, I wouldn't have, many people would have thought this was possible. Your thoughts, Drew?
Charlie, it's as simple as just doing it. For decades, it seems like the right, Republicans, conservatives, just always end up on defense, never on offense. But right now, this is definitely an offensive move, pushing back on something evil and detrimental in our country. This is what we need right now. We need to continue to go on office legislatively, push back on these people, because they're evil, they're twisted, they're demonic, they're satanic, and there are ways of pushing back. And it just comes down as simple as being courageous enough to just do it. Even in the face of threats, even though the Supreme Court was threatened with the leak and they showed up to literally their houses, I heard that too, they're still showing up in front of the justices' houses. This is what America is, Charlie. In the face of tyranny, threats, you do what is right for the sake of the country and truth.
Amen. That is so well said. Drew, thank you so much. I just want to thank you for your commentary. Stay safe and keep on using your journalist instincts to expose what's happening there. Drew Hernandez with Turning Point USA. Drew, I don't know if you're even seeing this. Your clips have already been seen millions of times. They're everywhere, okay? Keep it up. Thank you, Drew. Appreciate that. Let's play some tape, actually, right from Drew Hernandez. And I apologize for the background noise. The audio is actually better than I thought. He's literally right there on the steps of the Supreme Court. Let's play cut 109, which is clip from Drew Hernandez. Let's do 109 and 110 right after the one after the other, guys. It's AOC in front of the Supreme Court, footage from Drew Hernandez, play cut 109. They're calling the Supreme Court illegitimate. Interesting. I thought you can't attack our Democrat institutions. Democratic, play cut 110.
What the Supreme Court just did was that they chose to endanger the lives of all women, and all birthing people in this country. But not only that, they've chosen to strip rights from men too.
That's it. I can't, you had me until you said birthing people. You deserve to lose. You're done. This is exactly why I'm glad. One of the reasons why I'm glad Roe versus Wade is repealed. You're an unserious person. Anything you support, I must oppose. You cannot tell me and conduct an interview and say, yes, you know, I'm really worried about the rights of women and birthing people. You're done. I immediately dismiss you. You're an unserious person. You can scream all you want. You can mobilize to the streets. Big fist. Yeah, I'm really worried about birthing people. Yeah. What is a woman exactly, AOC? The left simultaneously is telling us this is a war on women, and I can't tell you what a woman is. Roe versus Wade is repealed. The left is on defense. We can do big, impossible, bold, ambitious things, regardless of your views on abortion. This is a constitutional rights issue. Who has the right to determine complex, controversial issues? Is it the Washington, D.C. oligarchs, or is it a state-by-state issue? That's really what this is about. They're turning it into an abortion issue, which is fine. I don't necessarily disagree with this, but this is the first step in what I believe is a constitutional reset. Today, the majority of children have been exposed to pornography by age 11. Even though most of it is accidental, this exposure can have a disastrous consequence for their mental health and future well-being. If you want to protect your child and set them up with a healthy relationship, you need Canopy. Canopy is the most effective technology on the planet for blocking pornography. Canopy's app uses artificial intelligence to identify and filter explicit content on every website. It can be done so in milliseconds and is 99.9% accurate. While other apps block entire pages, Canopy is the only tool that filters within websites, plucking out explicit images and videos before they appear. Its image scanning technology also prevents users from taking and sending not so good things. The internet is awash in pornography, but your kids don't have to see it. Canopy.us/protect. It's phenomenal. I've checked it out myself. It's a great service for anyone that wants to protect the innocence of children. That's canopy.us/protect to start your 30-day free trial. Enter the promo code PROTECT and get 15% off the regular price for life. That's canopy.us/protect. Canopy.us/protect. It's total bedlam in front of the Supreme Court. It's not anything that is violent. I pray it remains that way. The people are using very charged language. In fact, let me read one of the tweets of somebody outside of the Supreme Court right now. One of the speakers with a megaphone also called for an uprising similar for the one in 2020 in the wake of George Floyd's death. Any sort of mainstream media sympathy that these activists might be getting, I think is going to shatter as soon as they continue to use language like this. But from a legal analysis, we have the great Josh Hammer, Newsweek opinion editor and a constitutional expert, to just walk us through what exactly this means. Josh, welcome back to the program. Tell our audience, does this outlaw abortion or does this send it back to the states? Tell us specifically what is in this opinion.
So, Charlie, first of all, great to be with you on such a great day for the Constitution, a great day for the country, really a great day for the human species, for the very simple reason that we will have more unborn, innocent human beings who will actually be able Amen. To live as human beings. So it's a remarkable day for the country. And on a day like this, Charlie, I think young pro-lifers like you and I just have to have a debt of gratitude, honestly, to the past 50 years of pro-life activists who got us
here. That's such a good point. Sorry to interrupt. Yeah. You're exactly right. It's been a lot of prayer warriors and activists and grassroots folks and a lot of Jewish organizations, a lot of pro-life organizations, a lot of Catholic organizations. Great point. Continue, please.
Yeah, absolutely. But on the legal point here, what this opinion does, it's very similar, honestly, to the draft leaked draft majority opinion, I should say, that came out a month and a half ago at Politico. I mean, what this does, it's literally the exact same breakdown. So it's a Sam Alito written 5-justice majority. The Chief Justice Roberts narrowly concurs in the judgment. It's very similar, honestly. I mean, the dissent's rhetoric is pretty over the top, honestly. We can get to that if we want to. But all this does, Charlie, what this opinion does is it kicks it back to the states. That's all it does, full stop, end of story. In fact, Justice Kavanaugh, in his concurring opinion, I would argue it's actually a little virtue signaling, to be honest with you. He actually goes out of his way. He goes above and beyond just to drill this point home. He actually kind of tamps down the argument that I and others have made that the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment actually does protect unborn life. Justice Kavanaugh seems to very much disagree with that argument. So those of us who have made that argument have our work cut out for us. Mm-hmm. But all this opinion does today is it kicks it back to the state so Texas can do what it wants, California, New York can do what they want.
That's a moderate decision, isn't it, though, Josh? I mean, this is not some sort of radical thing. It's saying allow local government to be sovereign, right?
Yeah, it's literally the middle ground position, Charlie. I mean, the position the court staked out here is the definitional moderate middle ground position. It is the position that the Constitution is values neutral on the question of abortion. Again, that's actually not my position, interestingly enough.
Nor is it mine, but yes, I agree.
But it's a remarkable and necessary first step to get us to where we want to go. And for that reason, it obviously should be celebrated.
Yeah, and so, but the left is doing what the left does, and they're completely, totally losing their mind. And so I want to ask you kind of one little teaser question here. Clarence Thomas submitted some form of I don't really understand the technical procedural aspect of this, saying though that we should reconsider the Obergefell decision. Is that right?
Look, Obergefell, I mean, came out 7 years ago. It was obviously a terrible decision. I mean, Obergefell was decided on substantive due process grounds, which was the exact same 14th Amendment doctrine that got us Griswold versus Connecticut back in the 1960s. It got us Roe versus Wade. It has been responsible for a lot of harm. Justice Thomas, more than any justice on the current court, time and time again, the late Justice Scalia did the same thing, said that this is a completely illegitimate doctrine and we should just get rid of it.
Yes.
Now, having said that, I think Obergefell should be overturned, but I'm not particularly optimistic that they will do so for a host of different reasons. The stare decisis balancing test factors are probably a little different for those justices who view stare decisis a little more rigidly than I would or Justice Thomas would. But Justice Thomas, because he's a man of profound principle and takes a very principled stance on stare decisis and substantive due process, he would go ahead and overturn Obergefell surely tomorrow if he had the opportunity.
And so this will now allow states to make their own decisions as it comes to Roe v. Wade. Can you just remind our audience, Congress never passed a law that made abortion a right? This was all judicial activism. Explain.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So, I mean, what the court did in the Roe versus Wade case in 1973 was they just fabricated out of whole cloth a purported constitutional right to abort your unborn child. It was never statutorily codified by Congress. In fact, by the time the 14th Amendment was ratified in 1868, abortion was criminalized, Charlie, as you know, in every single state in the country. It was totally contrary. It was garbage. Thank God it's been overturned.
Praise God. Josh, thank you so much. Wonderful commentary as always. Really appreciate it. Newsweek opinion editor, also constitutional expert. Great. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Dr. Charlie.
Look, as you know, our friend Mike Lindell has amazing passion, and especially has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of their life. He didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Now Mike has done it again by introducing My Slippers. For a limited time, you'll save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last, so order now. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop this. The My Slippers are designed to wear indoors, out all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. Made with quality leather suede. Call 800-875-0425 or click on promo code Kirk or MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square and use promo code Kirk. This offer will not last long, so order now with promo code Kirk at MyPillow.com. Promo code Kirk at MyPillow.com. One of the reasons why the court felt comfortable making this decision is because for decades and for years, there have been prayer warriors, there have been people fasting, there have been people making arguments to at least move the Overton window, to move the cultural paradigm so that we can better understand when does life begin and what are we really fighting for? As I talked about earlier, I want to make just sure I clarify. I think someone misunderstood me, but I did not say that the Catholic Church was pro-abortion. The opposite. I said the Catholic Church is very pro-life and that the pro-abortion groups are going to be trying to attack the Catholic Church. And from the Catholic Church to other charities to pro-life groups and young warriors that were raised in a country where they were told Roe versus Wade can't be challenged, and they made a career and they made a movement and they really focused on changing hearts and minds. And one of those people is, I believe, one of the most articulate pro-life voices on the planet is Lila Rose from Live Action, who I am honored to have with us today to celebrate this ruling. Lila, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Charlie. What a day. What a morning.
It's incredible. So what's your initial reaction? And you've been in this pro-life fight for quite some time. Speak a little bit to some of the kind of embedded cynicism that you probably encountered a decade or so ago, where people said Roe versus Wade could never be repealed. Don't waste your time. Your thoughts.
I mean, I've been involved in this movement for almost a decade and a half since I was a teenager, my entire adult teen life. And yeah, when I first got started, you know, Now Live Action's a global leader for education and we're working in every state in the country. When I first got started, there were amazing people in the pro-life movement, you know, had gone before who had trailblazed, but there was pessimism. There was this idea that we are not going to ever really make it. You know, we got to fight the good fight, but America is so pro-abortion that we can't really win. We can't win. And we are one huge step closer to winning complete legal protection for the preborn today with the fall of Roe v. Wade.
Amen.
So this is a historic moment. It's cause for celebration. I mean, even today, Charlie, abortion clinics that were scheduled to kill children today are closed now in the state of Missouri, closing in the state of Ohio, are closing in states across the country. And next week and in the weeks to come, hundreds more pro-life laws that were stalled because of Roe v. Wade and because of Casey v. Planned Parenthood will now go into effect and save millions of future lives. So we are just thrilled. I mean, the reality is this is a step. It's not total victory. There needs to be profound cultural change that has to accompany the legal changes. And in states like California, you know, I'm here in California. It is a dark place. And the Supreme Court, you know, they did not enact full justice. What they did this morning was a compromise. I don't think a lot of people, especially on the pro-abortion side, acknowledge this, but this was a compromise with the abortion side because they did not abolish abortion nationwide. They only said that now if you are a red state, if you are a pro-life state, you can actually protect your children from the lethal violence of abortion. So this is a victory, but it's not a complete victory. You know, the Constitution is not silent on abortion. There's this, I think, myth right now with the way that the court decided the overturning of Roe. They sent it back to the states. But the Constitution is very loud and clear on homicide, on the right to live. And the 14th Amendment clearly states that no state shall deprive anyone of their right to live, of their life without due process. And abortion is just that. There's no due process for the child. The 14th Amendment also promises to everyone equal protection under the law. And that's not being granted for children in the womb who are the same moral status of a born child. They're humans just like you and me. That's not being granted in a state like California right now. It won't be granted in a state like New York in the months and the years to come. So our fight is just getting started. The pro-life movement, we have a plan in place right now that we are passionately putting our shoulder to the plow. And there's great hope ahead because lives are being saved today and many more lives will be saved in the future.
And that's well said. It is a moderate and it's a prudent court decision. It does take a lot of courage. I don't want to discount that, especially with the rioting and with the people outside of their homes because of how the Overton window has been so moved in one direction. But Congress has never passed a law codifying abortion. It was a singular act of judicial activism and unfortunately a reclarifying one thanks to Justice Kennedy back in 92 with Planned Parenthood v. Casey, which upheld this. But it took the courage of Thomas and Alito and Kavanaugh and Amy Coney Barrett and of Gorsuch. And none of this would have been possible if it wasn't for Donald Trump. It would have been three pro-abortion activists that would have been put on the U.S. Supreme Court if Hillary Rodham Clinton would have won in 2016. And instead, he got three different choices. I want to get your reaction to this clip here. Cut 97 of someone on CNN crying, Lila. They're very upset for today's ruling. Play cut 97.
He's just help folks who are at home understand how broad this goes.
Yeah, it's a heartbreaking betrayal of half of the country. Sorry, I'm getting, you know, watching the women there. It's emotional. It's a real problem.
So she's getting very emotional, but don't you think it should be the opposite? I mean, what sort of moral paradigm are they operating from, Lila?
Yeah, I mean, Charlie, it makes me emotional that I think about the child, the little boy and girl that was going to be killed this morning at an abortion clinic, and now they're not. And it makes me further emotional that there are people who are crying because some children get to live today instead of to die. You know what that tells me? That tells me our country is in spiritual trouble and that we have a sickness in our country and a woundedness. And that's where our prayer comes in. That's where our hope, our contagious love for life and God comes in and our fight comes in. And we're just getting started. You know, our movement, our pro-life movement, we're going to change this country upside right, completely, right side up, upside down, completely. We're going to change it to a culture of life. So join us, get involved, pray outside the abortion clinics that are still open in states like California, donate, educate, speak loudly and boldly in your churches. Now's our moment. We can change this nation and it will bring people closer to God.
And get on the right side of history. We need a spiritual reset. We need people to repent and to pray and to fast. I tweeted out this morning, I encourage people to fast this weekend and pray. There's going to be a lot of spiritual confusion in the next couple days. Yeah. I truly believe that. You cannot all of a sudden just go after kind of this sacred institution of the left and act as if you're not going to have all sorts of wild and chaotic and frenetic kind of decisions and language and action. And so just in closing here, Lila, I want to just read this from Missouri and clarify what trigger laws are. I have an interesting take on trigger laws. I'd love your thoughts. I'm supportive of them, but I'm a little more cynical than most people on them. I'll tell you why. So Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt has activated the state's Roe versus Wade trigger law. With Roe overturned, the law authorizes the Attorney General to ban abortion by the stroke of a pen. Missouri becomes the first state in the union to effectively end abortion. Looks like Texas will do the same. My cynical view is I think a lot of Republican politicians did this years ago as kind of a compromise, thinking that this would actually never come into law. When it's kind of like, oh yeah, pass that thing in case Roe versus Wade gets overturned, whatever, you know, kind of as kind of a little intermediary step. But hilariously, it's kind of the biblical principle where it's kind of irrelevant. What's relevant is what you did. Your thoughts.
Yeah. I mean, if you're a lawmaker, pass a just law. And trigger laws are, you know, waiting for the trigger of Roe v. Wade to be pulled as far as it's going to be overturned. So now we can protect children. And yeah, in 20 states, we're going to see legal protections for the preborn that we didn't see before. But look, listen, democracies, individual states, they do not have the right to decide who lives and dies, which innocent people
That's
live and
exactly
die.
Exactly right.
It's not about mob rule. The might makes right. If you're stronger and in power, you get to decide whether the little ones, the most vulnerable in the womb, don't have legal protection. So it shouldn't be up for states to decide in the first place, Charlie. And that's the mistake that the court made this morning. Again, we can celebrate a step forward and acknowledge that the logic behind the decision was still off. It was a compromise with the pro-abortion side. So there's still work to be done. But listen, any law in any state that we can pass now, we need to pass. And the trigger laws are huge, you know, already set there, but there's still more work to be done because some states have exceptions. They're not completely abolishing abortion. They're only banning it after, say, 15 weeks or 20 weeks. Every child deserves life, every single one of them. And we need to be working to support mothers and fathers, too, and building those networks of support while we fight for the lives of children.
Lila Rose, you're doing amazing work. I'm a monthly donor to Live Action. I encourage everyone else to do the same. They are moving the cultural Overton window on life. And I agree, laws are one thing, but we need a total reset when it comes to life and the spiritual health of our country. But praise God for the courage of these judges. I agree with your interpretation, Lila, completely and totally. But it is a step in the positive direction. And overturning Roe was this kind of, there were so many cynics. For years, I was told it can't be done. Stop talking about it. Unrealistic. Small thinking people, Lila. And that's the other takeaway is we can do big, bold, and ambitious things. Your thoughts?
Vision. If you have a vision for something, if you fight and pray with your whole heart towards it, anything is possible. Anything is possible with God. Nothing is lost. So keep fighting, friends, and let's make this country 100% for life.
God bless you, Lila. Live Action. I think it's liveaction.org, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Thank you. Thanks, Charlie. Yeah. Liveaction.org. Thank
Great.
You.
Thank you. Everybody, email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. This needs to kind of, I think this is a great stimulus and a great shot in the arm in a good, in a very positive way about this broader parents movement, about showing up to school board meetings, caring about your children, protecting them in the womb. This is something that I think is a now top to bottom, comprehensive moral movement about caring about the innocence of our children and the well-being of the country that we're handing down to them. That's the other point that I'm really taking away from this, which is I'm enthusiastically pro-life, but I want this to be a broad movement where we're talking about all the other positive things we could do for the well-being of our children. Better schools, pushing back against CRT, no chemical castration. And by the way, now that we have pro-life policies, trigger laws, praise God, in Missouri and Texas, this means more parents. This means the parents' movement is going to grow. And this also means, and I will say this, it's incumbent on those of us as Christians and those of us as conservatives, we should and support pro-life laws, but we should also be there for moms that are now having children and they might be in financially unstable circumstances where they might not be able to have the same sort of access to, you know, to support systems. We need to be there to make it easier to be able to raise children. If we are going to fight for pro-life legislation, which we are, if we're going to fight for the repeal of Roe versus Wade, we also need to have a culture of life so that a mom that now has a child in Missouri, that she's not just left alone to fend for herself with rising inflation and gas prices, but she will be nurtured by a culture of life that says, thank you for having that child. We want to support you in every way possible. The institutions are being challenged. We've said this for quite a while. The left does not follow Supreme Court precedent when they don't like it. The Supreme Court, as warned by Alexander Hamilton and Thomas Jefferson, they said, how are we going to have enforcement of the Supreme Court? It's built solely on trust. Well, now that there's a decision that they don't like, they call it illegitimate, but Maxine Waters, one of the leading Democrats in the House, has even, let's say, sharper language. Play cut 115.
I see nothing yet. Women are going to control their bodies no matter how they try and stop us. The hell with the Supreme Court. We will defy them. Black women will be out in droves. We will be out by the thousands. We will be out by the millions. We're going to make sure we fight for the right to control our own bodies.
So what is a woman, Maxine Waters? That's my first question. You ain't seen nothing yet. That sounds like a threat. She says openly, quote, we are going to defy the court. She says that we should defy the Supreme Court. Let's go to another cut here. Cut 105, Pelosi says, no, I don't respect a process that criminalizes a woman's right to her reproductive freedom. It's funny. Everyone who's pro-abortion seems to already be born. Play cut 105.
I'm about truth and honesty. The inconsistency, the hypocrisy, I don't respect that process on Roe v. Wade. No, I don't respect a process that criminalizes a woman's right to her reproductive freedom. Jay?
And they won't tell you even what a woman is. But reproductive freedom. Again, this brings it back down to the states. It's not what she says it is at all. But life begins at conception. It's that clear. Life has a starting point. And it must be honored and protected. Life matters. Life is not just a random collection of cells. And it comes down to the question, and they have a different answer to this. If I had a chance to ask AOC a question, she would laugh it out. I'd say, what is a human being? And she would laugh it off because she's never thought deeply about much of anything. What is a human being? Is a human being a collection of cells that came into existence by an accident? Or is a human being designed? Does a human being have a soul? Is a human being a precious being that can differentiate not just between pain and pleasure, but right and wrong? What is a human being? As soon as you can understand that question, all of a sudden you realize, wow, a human being is something exceptional and special. A human being is something worthy and necessary of moral protection. And just like that, the left claims to know what a woman is again. It's funny how that works. All throughout Pride Month, they tell us birthing people can't that. And as soon as Roe versus Wade gets overturned, they can't tell us what it is. Steve says here, congratulations. The one thing that will derail the midterms just happened. You could have repealed the 19th Amendment first. Oh, this crap. Good plan to first spit in the face of every woman in the USA. Hope it was worth it. So Steve is a fool, obviously. Thank you for being an emailer at freedom@charliekirk.com. It's the opposite. We're going to win bigger in the midterms because of this. We're going to have more people, especially in the Hispanic community, which is overwhelmingly pro-life, by the way, be enthusiastic about voting for Republicans. We can do big and possible things. Lead, follow, or get out of the way. The conservative movement that used to be led around, like that scene in Pulp Fiction, and you know what I'm talking about, where Bruce Willis got kidnapped. That's what the Republican Party used to be. Things have changed. We're in charge. We're not taking it anymore. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Email me your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thank you so much for listening. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.